It is the day before Benin's presidential election, and 45-year-old motorcycle taxi driver Isaac Kunu has stopped off to fill up his gas tank. At a stand that sells gasoline smuggled in from neighboring Nigeria, Kunu buys 2 liters, which arrive in old wine bottles and cost him a little over a dollar. Like many voters in Benin, Kunu will go to the polls Sunday with 2 issues at the forefront of his thoughts: political stability and the economy.
J'attends le bon déroulement des élections. C'est pour cela compris pour qu'il y ait bon déroulement des élections.
It's my duty to vote, he says, and I hope election day is calm. I hope that it leads to peace so that everyone has enough to eat and live well. After decades of political turmoil and years of single-party rule, Benin emerged in 1990 as a democratic success story, becoming the first country in sub-Saharan Africa to make a peaceful changeover from military rule to multi-party democracy. 16 years of stability followed, and despite early worries he might change the constitution and run for a third term, outgoing President Mathieu Kérékou is not standing for re-election. Kunu says he respects the president and is proud of his country's reputation as a bastion of peace in a region plagued by ethnic fighting and civil war. But he says something has to be done about the economy. A group of a half dozen or so motorcycle taxi drivers gathered around all nod their heads in agreement. We're all just getting by, he says. I start working at 7 in the morning and I don't finish until at least 8 at night. For his 13-hour day, Kunu earns the equivalent of about $6. It is barely enough to feed his wife and 4 children, he says. Economic growth, which the World Bank says averaged almost 5% between 1991 and 2003, has slowed due to a drop in cotton output and restrictions on exports to neighboring Nigeria. Responding to widespread discontent stemming from rising food prices and high rates of unemployment, especially among young people, nearly all of the 26 candidates in the running Sunday have made the issue of the need for economic revival a key plank in their platforms. As Kunu finishes filling up his tank and gets ready to leave, he says political stability and prosperity must go hand in hand.
Le nouveau président, je souhaiterais à ce qu'il...
I just hope that whoever is elected, he says, lives up to all these programs that have been promised so that the peace remains in Benin. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Cotonou.